So how much juice did you personally get from seeing some games last night, like league games?
I think it was super humbling. This league is good. I mean, you're watching LMU San Diego, of course, and just seeing how deep LMU is. I mean, we actually added guys to our scout just from the game last night. And so clearly that's concerning. And they've had some really magical way right now of especially in the second half, letting the game be really messy where teams are having a tough time scoring against them. I think San Diego, I don't know, they had 17 or 18 points in the first 5 minutes, and then they just couldn't score the rest of the game. And the same thing happened with Cal State Fullerton. And, this is a team, and they're interesting. They're long. They're 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 are all kind of like that 6-7, 6-6, 6-8 space. And so I think it was humbling that way. Watching St. Mary's San Francisco last night, it was humbling. Those are two really good teams, man. They're really, really good. And I didn't get to see the Zags, but I did see they're down 7 at halftime, and you don't expect that. And you're just like, this league is good. And it's league play, and that's a beautiful thing. You think about it, Zags are down 7 at halftime, and St. Mary's is down 10, like 6 or 7 minutes into the game. And Pacific goes to Pepperdine and gets a huge win there, and that's this league.
What have been the areas of focus in practice leading up to this opening?
So nothing revolutionary. We're still trying to hone in on some of the things that we struggle with. You know, obviously every day, every single day is a beating in the drum of transition defense and rebounding. Of course, we're getting more specific with LMU and the scout involved there. And we're trying to manage post situations, different types of monsters in the post, both offensively and defensively. So we spent a little bit of extra time there. You saw San Francisco and LMU and San Diego all kind of go to a 1-2-2-3 quarter court press last night. We've actually been spending a little bit of time with that, although press has it's actually been something we've invited because it lets us just get into a driving kick game, which we love. But we spend some time with that. Certainly spending time trying to get to know their personnel and get to know their actions and see if we can find a way to guard these guys. His number zero is a talent, man. He's a real talent. He's clearly the best passing big that we've seen. He's averaging 5.5 assists a game, give or take, and as a 4 or 5. And so he's a real problem. And they have some guys that have just came out last night and played great. We're thinking about all those things right now.
Since BYU's been in the WCC, the conference champ has lost no fewer than 3 games. Does that kind of emphasize the importance of getting out strong and starting out fast?
I don't have the mental capacity right now. I really don't to think about past LMU. I mean, I do. Like, I watched San Francisco, St. Mary's last night. Thinking about the length of this conference season, I can't even go there right now. I just know, we talked about this as a team. And we've talked about this as a group before. Well, we have. That experience doesn't buy you making shots. And having an experienced team doesn't buy you making the right decision. And it doesn't have you not turning the ball over. And it doesn't buy you being great defensively. What you should get from experience is your guys should understand how hard it is to play in conference, how hard every game is. And that actually is an invaluable piece of information. So hopefully we can grab that and hold on to it because every single game, I mean, look, halftime, Zags go in the locker room down 7 at Portland. And that's just how league play is, right? Utah State just got drilled by UNLV, right? It's just how league play is. And so right now we're just locked in on it. We know we have to find some way to compete tomorrow. This is just huge for us. So
do all those results of kind of the opening night of league play not only reemphasize how hard the league could be, but also just how important this kind of second season is for you guys as you kind of try to get ready to hopefully play in that next step, that postseason?
Yeah, I think it's kind of beating a dead horse. I think that's what you do as a program to be good. We have to get better every day. It's what we have to do. We got to find a way to get better. Like, literally, we meet as staff and we're like, all right, what are we working on today? How can we get better, right? We spent 2 hours on What is today? I have no idea what the day is. What is today? On Friday? We spent 2 hours yesterday morning, Thursday morning, just going over player development again, which we do every single week. It was, how can our guys get better right now? What are our, you know, we have three goals for each player for the season, and then we tweak them as we go on. And we just talk about that incessantly, and it's mind-numbingly frustrating, but that's what we do. So that's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about, can we find a way to win tomorrow, and can we get better tomorrow? And if we keep thinking about those two things every single day, then the length of this is going to take care of itself, right? There's no doubt that we're going to stumble sometimes, because that's what this game does. It makes you stumble, but are we getting better? We need to be the best team we can possibly be by the end of the season.
You've had relatively few games the last few weeks. What's the balance between getting rest and yet maybe not that momentum that you build up?
I don't know. I have no idea, actually. We hope a lot. You know, we do have a group that's really tied in. We'll see tomorrow. I mean, it has been a long kind of weird stretch with finals and holidays and 1 week, you know, one game a week and for a month now, it seems like. I am proud of my guys, because they've come and been focused every day in practice, and you know I'm gonna be able to answer that question way better tomorrow night at like 10.
Anything else?
How's Gavin Baxter progressing with his shoulder recovery? Saw him, you know, obviously running and warm-ups. How's he progressing?
He's good. We're hoping that we'll have him in a uniform tomorrow. I don't know if we'll start him, but well, no, I'm kidding. He's doing great. I mean, he's still a long way off. I think I mentioned this to somebody the other day. Like, he's going to start working out, doing full workouts, non-contact. You'll roll in the gym and see him in a full sweat, him jumping and dunking and racing up and down the floor. But he's still like, that's not the problem. The problem is, can he take a hit, right? And that's, you know, they say 6 months before you get, you know, 9 months before you're fully 100% healed, and 6 months before you probably are really, really legitimately good to take a hit. I think that's right. I don't know. But, so, you know, he's doing great. I've been really proud of him in terms of his mental and emotional approach, because this is really hard. But he's been good, and he's coming to practice with a smile every day. And he's started, you know, he's really glad that he's been able to start sweating a little bit. He's actually allowed to get on the bike and run a little bit. I'm not sure how happy he is about the running. But so he's going to be a freak, man. This kid is so talented. And you talk about a dude that is barely even just – he can't even see his – ceiling. It's so high. So we'll be excited to get him back when he's ready.
With league play here, has your rotation kind of tightened up to maybe six guys with starting five plus Connor?
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't. If I was a better coach, it wouldn't be. You know, clearly Zach is playing a huge role for us. Connor playing a huge role. And Kobe Lee off the bench right now. Those guys are really important. And I got to get this Trevin Nell in the game. I'm really disappointed. You evaluate yourself all the time, and I'm really disappointed with my performance not getting Connor, not getting Trevin Nell in the game, because he's guarding, right? And so, you know, it's not like I can look at Trevin and be like, hey, if you would guard, I'd put your name. He's guarding. He's done an unbelievable job. And so it should be nine. You know, this Blaze Neal is capable of coming in and playing. Evan Troy's proven that he's capable of coming in and playing. You know, Taylor Mon is made a couple plays here. So it should be longer, especially when you start going Thursday, Saturday. It's kind of the grind of the thing. I need to put more bodies on the floor. We'll just see if I have the courage to do it, right?